Good morning, Stu.
Morning, boys.
Did you have a winner yesterday in the Melbourne Cup?
Mate, I actually backed Marmelo, and unfortunately it ran second. So I don't know if it'll get you anything. Didn't back it for a place, only backed it up backing it for a win. So, yeah, no good, boys. What about you?
No, Terry and I were cleaned out. We had a good day Saturday, but we had no success yesterday. We're blaming the weather.
Yeah.
You've got to blame someone. No point blaming yourself.
Yeah.
We're not blaming. That's exactly right. Yeah. We're not going to blame ourselves. So we blame the weather, we blame the track, and we blame everything to do with racing. But yeah. Anyway, we move on. Hey, Stu, great result for these teenagers playing for New South Wales at the moment. Young Jack Edwards and Sanger both scoring 100.
Yeah, they both got 100. They both batted well from what I'm told. Look, there's no question these two are good players. You know, they've been promoted into the New South Wales team. You know, have they done well in the past? Probably not. But, you know, they've taken their opportunity. They're out there. They've got 100. From all reports, Sanger batted beautifully, technically very, very good. And Jack Edwards, we saw him, I think, in a one-day. It must have been 2 or 3 weeks ago. Peel off 100 as well. So what they're doing is they're putting their name up in lights. I was a little bit nervous when I started to hear them, you know, being touted to being put in the Australian team. I'd like to see them stay in Sheffield Shield cricket if they're getting runs and continue to get runs before we throw them into the, I suppose, the mix for the Australian team. But they can't do any more than they're doing at the moment. They both need to be congratulated.
Mark Waugh, well, probably a couple of weeks ago, he actually thinks this guy will play for Australia, Jake Edwards, which is big, but of course, plenty of time, mate, isn't there? They've got to keep making runs and making them much. Were you excited with the return of James Pattinson, mate, down for Victoria? He bowled with pretty good heat.
A little bit worrying what happened to James. He went into the wilderness. He's had back injuries, and he's had lots and lots of back injuries. There's one thing about James Pattinson, though. He bowls fast. On his day and when he's fit, he bowls fast. And it's good to see him back bowling fast because what Australia don't have when Cummins, Hazelwood and Stark are out is someone that can probably come in and just run in and bowl fast and be a bit intimidating. It was great to see him back. He's a champion bloke. He works hard at the game. He loves his cricket. And unfortunately, he's been through, I suppose the mix with different injuries, back being one that's come up all the time. But now that he's back playing, it's good to see. He needs to continue to take wickets, needs to continue to bowl overs. And then if we do have an injury throughout the summer, whether it be one of the three quicks or in a one-day game, then you see him back in the mix because that's what the Australian cricket team, they need lots of guys putting pressure on the guys above.
Yeah, so 2016 was his last Shield game and he's had back surgery and this was his first game back. But, yeah, certainly hitting the top of off stump at the MCG is always a good thing.
He actually bowls fast outswingers as well, which is something that you don't see a lot these days with the ball swinging. But on his day and when he's bowling well, and you remember his debut in Brisbane, he bowled fast outswingers to the right-hander. And from that point of view, guys were nicking him because there's pace, there's bounce and everything that goes with it. And, you know, he's a quality bowler. That's never been in question. It's just his ability to stay on the park.
Can our one-day team bounce back after that poor performance over there in Perth? They're taking on South Africa in Adelaide later this week. But we've lost 17 of the last 19 one-days, Stewie. That's not good enough.
No, that's not a great record. I don't think you can say that. Can they bounce back? Well, look, they've got guys that can play, and on their day, Aaron Finch being one, you know, he's as good as anyone running around in international cricket, especially in Australia where the wickets bounce a bit. But they're going to have to aim up. They sort of came out in Perth and, you know, everyone was hoping for a close, fast and fair game, but unfortunately we didn't get that. If the guys aim up, they've got some potential in the team. And I think you're going to find that with the Australian cricket team. They're going to win games, but they're not going to be consistently winning games. At the moment, they're consistently losing games. So
what do you put that down to, though, mate?
Well, I think, obviously, two of their better players aren't playing. That's nothing they can do about that. But they're just inconsistent. They go through patches where they play good cricket, and you see there'll be a nice partnership build, and then they'll lose a clump of wickets with 1, 2, 3 wickets going down. Same thing with the ball. They'll get 2 or 3 early wickets, and then you'll get two blokes that come in, and they can't find a way to get those two out. Cricket's about trying to maintain that throughout the day. And you can't afford to have a bad hour here or a bad hour there. They have to cut that out of their game.
Young Ben McDermott's got the call up for Sean Marsh. Sean Marsh has had a abscess on his buttocks.
Right.
removed there. So he's in a little bit of doubt for this second of the one days. And young Ben McDermott, 23 years of age, the son of Craig, comes in.
Yeah, I think Ben's the guy that got a few runs in the BBL a couple of years ago.
Yes.
A really fast 100 on TV. Hits the ball really hard. He's a very much a modern-day cricketer. He's going to come out and play shots to all parts of the ground. I've got to be honest with you, I haven't seen a lot of him in Shield cricket. Obviously, I watched that innings. I remember that innings from the Big Bash. But look, again, the way it's set up at the moment, that you get your opportunities by being a good young player coming through thereabouts at the right time. There's no question Ben McDermott can play. Is he ready to play? Well, we're going to find out if he gets an opportunity. But again, and I'm I hope he does really well. But guys are coming into the team without actually earning, in my opinion, the right to get picked. Have they pulled off 1,000 runs in first class cricket? Have they scored 300s in a competition that gets them?
Yeah.
It's just it just seems to be, good luck to him. I hope he does well. He's from all reports, he's a good kid, technically very good. But has he earned the right? Questionable.
Mitch Marsh scored a 151, Stewie, playing for Western Australia against Queensland. So he's back playing four-day cricket. Is that the reason? Well, is the reason the Australian selectors have left him out of the one-day team is they want to see him play a bit more of that longer form of the game?
I would suggest so. He's also coming off a shoulder injury, so can he really throw that well? I've seen him running around in test matches throwing okay, but given that one-day cricket's a bit more dynamic and you have to be there's no question he's quick in the field, but be able to throw the ball to all parts, and maybe he's coming back. But I think they want to see him getting runs. He is vice-captain of the test team. So they're obviously going to pick him in the test series, so they want him out there playing long version cricket, batting for long periods of time, because he has to play as a batsman. He has to bat in the top six the way they've got it structured, bowl a few overs. So if he's not getting runs and he's not getting opportunities because he's batting down the order a little bit in one-day cricket, then he probably doesn't get the match practice or the match fitness that he needs to get through a long, hot summer of test cricket against India. So from my point of view, I actually don't mind that idea. I think it's good to send him back, let him get some runs, let him get some time in the middle, get his body adapted. If he's doing well there, then he comes back into the test team.
Mark Taylor, unfortunately, has stood down from the Cricket Australia board. That's unfortunately, in my opinion. Some people think he was there for all the debacle, so he should have some ownership of that. But I still think he's a big loss for the game of cricket. Simon Kadich has said no, he won't stand. We've had Ricky Ponting say no, he won't stand. Will you stand? Is it something you'd be interested in?
We don't know what they... would I be interested? Look, if someone asked me, I'd have a think about it and tell me what they're thinking, what the idea is, and what they're trying to achieve. I think absolutely, I'd sort of consider it. But to be honest with you, no one's asked me. So at that point of view, I suppose it stops. But look, like anyone, I want to see Australian cricket be great again. Whether I'm lucky enough to have played, but I think the average Joe on the street wants to see Australian cricket be great again. So to be honest with you, if someone asked me, absolutely, I'd consider it.
You sound like Donald Trump, Stewie. Make Australian cricket great again.
Build a wall. We're going to build a wall.
As I said that, I thought that myself. I went, oh, no, I sound like
that. And then you've got to say, we're keen to move forward.
Fake news, fake news.
You'd be keen to make a worthwhile contribution.
Absolutely.
And you understand board structure and...
No, we think you would be the best candidate of all ex-cricketers at the moment, Stu. You're well versed. You're a lawyer, by trade, so to speak. You've been involved in cricket. You've been involved in rugby league. You've been involved in all sorts of sport. You understand how it operates, and they need someone like you that is very forthright. You give his opinion, and you get things done. You make change, and that's what Australian cricket needs right at this moment.
No, and look, I appreciate it, Loz. So, look, if someone from Cricket Australia asked me if someone from the board wanted my opinion or wanted to see whether I was interested, absolutely, I'd sit down and talk to them. But again, let's wait and see. I'm here, my phone's on, but it's not ringing.
Good on you, Stewie. We thank you for that. It's now 7:21. Former Test tearaway Stuart Clarke. I think for all those reasons we just stated in the past couple of minutes, he'd be a really worthwhile candidate at least. Doing your due diligence, I don't know why you wouldn't just have a conversation with Stewie Clarke.